We have 4 weeks left in 2019, and we need $125,000 to cover our expenses for the year. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2019.
You know, Barack Obama didn't get to be the president of the United States without being ordained by God. Neither did Donald Trump.
I care about this because my faith teaches me that salvation has to do with how I make myself useful to those who have been excluded, marginalized, and cast aside and oppressed in society.
I am the God who created you. Trust me. I am the God who loved you from before the foundation of the world. And I am the God who has redeemed you from sin. Trust me. Don't you know that I have the power to judge you and throw you into the flames? And the martyrs would say, yeah, your flames will last probably 30 minutes. But the one who will judge you has flames that last forever.
Greetings. I listen to Issues Etc. while building things in my wood shop here in Michigan. And Issues Etc. helps me to build up my faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
It seemingly starts so well for those who had been called the children of Israel. Now they want to be a nation of Israel. God had made them a nation, but not the kind of nation they wanted to be. They wanted to be a nation like those around them. And it started so well, or it seemed to have started so well. They ask for a king. God gives them that king. That king is Saul. Then comes David, and then Solomon, and the kingdom is remarkable during Solomon's reign. It is a time of great prosperity and influence for the kingdom of Israel. Then what goes wrong? And how does it eventually fall into two kingdoms, a divided kingdom under two different kings? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson on the divided kingdom, Kings Rehoboam and Jeroboam. Pastor Tom Baker of Long Gospel will be our guest. Cheryl Swope joins us a little bit later to talk about myths regarding classical Lutheran education. We'll talk about the latest abortion report from the Centers for Disease Control. Dr. Michael New, columnist for National Review Online, will be our guest. We'll wrap everything up with Carrie Severino. She's Chief Counsel and Policy Director of the Judicial Crisis Network. We're going to speak with her about Christine Blasey Ford's claims about Justice Kavanaugh. Joining us to teach a Sunday school lesson on the kingdom divided, Pastor Tom Baker. He's host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
So tell us how the kingdom comes to be divided the way it is in our lesson for today.
Yes. I just want to say one thing before we start, though. I really want to compliment Concordia Publishing House and Enduring Faith. I've been teaching Sunday school teachers for decades. I have never taught this lesson. Enduring Faith is picking up items from the Bible that I don't ever remember as Sunday school teachers using, and I think it's just wonderful, and they do such a good job, as we're going to see as we go through this divided kingdom. When I heard about it, I said, what are they going to be talking about a divided kingdom? How can that be a Sunday school lesson? But it certainly is. So to get to your question, how did it get divided? When we're taking a look at reality, nothing happens with God not causing it or permitting it. So God is the reason it got divided. So you got to find out, why would God do this? And you were so correct in talking about how wonderful was the nation under Solomon. Chapter 10, which we're not part of the lesson, she comes to visit Solomon, and she is astonished by what she sees. She says in chapter 10, verse 6, The report was true that I heard in my own land of your words and of your wisdom, but I did not believe the reports until I came and my own eyes have seen it, and behold, the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity surpass the report that I heard. Happy are your men, happy are your servants, who continually stand before you and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and set you on the throne of Israel. Now, that's chapter 10. Look what happens by chapter 11. We actually are to begin at verse 9, but I want to say something about verses 1 to 8. King Solomon fell into disfavor with God because he loved many foreign women. In fact, he had 700 wives, princesses, 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart because they were idolaters. And it even says in verses 3 and 4, his heart was not wholly true to the Lord his God. Verse 6, Solomon did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and did not wholly follow the Lord as David his father had done. And so, verse 8, he did for all his foreign wives who made offerings and sacrifices to their gods. He even built representations of their gods. So now we begin the Sunday school lesson, verse 9. The Lord was angry with Solomon. He was very, very displeased, is another translation for that word angry. Why? Because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice and had commanded him concerning this thing that he should not go after gods. But Solomon did not keep what the Lord commanded. So this is the reason for the breakup of the 12 tribes. Verse 11, chapter 11. The Lord says to Solomon, since this has been your practice, and you have not kept my covenant, that's the agreement we've had, and my statutes that I commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom from you and will give it to your servant. Now we're going to find out that the servant he's giving it to is Jeroboam. And he was a servant whom Solomon had even tried to kill because Solomon was really building a lot of hatred among the people because of the burdens that he was putting on the people of Israel, all when they were just one nation together. And so Jeroboam had fled to Egypt to escape from being killed by Solomon. And he stayed there until Solomon died, and then he returned. But the Lord continues, for the sake of David your father. The Lord had such much love for David. I will not do it in your days. In other words, I'm not going to tear the kingdom away while you're living, but I will tear it out of the hand of your son. Well, guess who the son is? Rehoboam. So it's kind of interesting. The two names are close, Jeroboam and Rehoboam. They're both not sons of Solomon. Only Rehoboam is, and Jeroboam is a servant. And God tells him that I'm only going to give one tribe to your son, the tribe of Judah. And he says, why? Verse 13, for the sake of David, my servant, and for the sake of Jerusalem that I have chosen. Now, what's God saying here? This is really the main point of the lesson. God is faithful to the covenant that he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that through David would come the Savior. even when the people are not faithful to God. And we see that this is really quite amazing. The northern kingdom of Israel under Jeroboam, they only lasted 200 years. And we're going to see why in a few minutes, because Jeroboam ended up going away from the Lord. And the Rehoboam kingdom, namely Jerusalem, Judah, it only lasted 400 years. So within 600 years, the nation that was just so tremendous when the Queen of Sheba was now decimated. And why? Because God said that they were disobedient to his word. So, the second part of the lesson starts with verse 26. Jeroboam, a servant of Solomon, had lifted up his hand against King Solomon and therefore had to flee. But before he did, the prophet Ahijah, A-H-I-J-A-H, he came to visit him, and Ahijah had dressed himself in a new garment. And both he and Jeroboam met in the open country. And what did Ahijah do? He laid hold of the garment that was on him and tore it into 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, "You take for yourself 10 pieces, for the God of Israel will give you the 10 tribes, which will be called Israel." And listen what God says, verse 31, in answer to why did these nations get divided? "I am about to tear the kingdom from the hand of Solomon, and I will give you 10 tribes, Jeroboam, but he, Rehoboam, will only have one tribe, for the sake of my servant David and for the sake of Jerusalem, because they have forsaken me." And then he starts talking about their worship of false gods, Ashtoreth, Chemosh, Milcom. These are false gods that they were worshiping even in Judah. So, though he's not going to take the whole of the kingdom away, he's going to take 10 tribes away and give that one tribe so that my servant David may always have a lamp before me in Jerusalem. Now, God says the same thing here to Jeroboam. That's the servant who's taking over the 10 tribes. "If you listen to all that I command you, if you walk in my ways, if you do what is right in my eyes by keeping my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, I will be with you and I will build you a sure house as I built for David, and I will give Israel to you." Now, that's really interesting because it only lasted 200 years. Why? Because Jeroboam, when he took over to Israel, he had to have a different worship place in Jerusalem. And he was afraid that the people who were going to worship would go to Jerusalem and then be taken over again by Solomon's son, namely Rehoboam. So what he did, he began to make idols that they could worship in northern Israel. And boy, oh boy, the Lord was not happy with that.
Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. He's host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on the divided kingdom and kings Jeroboam and Rehoboam. We'll talk a little bit more about that idolatry and then the folly of Rehoboam in not listening to Solomon's counselors. Stay tuned.
It was Jesus Christ our Lord. Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago.
We have 4 weeks left in 2019, and we need $125,000 to cover our expenses for the year. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2019.
Pedal Pushers is the Lutheran Federal Credit Union Ministry of the Month for December. Pedal Pushers decorates the Lutheran Hour Ministries float for the Tournament of Roses Parade. When you use your Lutheran FCU debit or credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, they'll give you cash back and give that same amount of money to Pedal Pushers. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Good for you, good for the church. Lutheran Federal Credit Union, LutheranFCU.org.
Sanctifying your daily errands with the Word of God. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Augustana Lutheran Church in Moscow, Idaho invites you to receive the gifts of Christ with us. We preach Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins, risen from the dead for your justification and life. Confessional, sacramental, liturgical. We're a new Missouri Synod congregation on the Palouse. We meet Sundays near the University of Idaho, 1015 West C Street. Bible study 9 a.m., divine service at 10. Find us on Facebook or visit moscowlutheran.org.
What is the Lutheran Witness? Simple. It's a monthly magazine on faith and life, theology and culture that helps readers interpret the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective. Filled with expert insights, good writing, and inspiring stories, it also provides essential church information for LCMS members. What is the Lutheran Witness? Simple. It's the flagship periodical of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and it has been for more than a century. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker on the divided kingdom, Kings Jeroboam and Rehoboam. The Issues, Etc. book of the month for December is also aimed at those Sunday school children. In this case, those very early readers. The book is called Angel, Angel, What Do You See? It tells the story of Christ's birth in a way that is not only attractive but also understandable to children ages 2 through 7. Angel, Angel, What Do You See? Is from Concordia Publishing House. Give them a call, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy it. Our website, issuesetc.org. It's the Issues, Etc. book of the month for December. Pastor Baker, it seems as though God does not, especially when it comes to the kings, he does not tolerate idolatry or even a flirtation with idolatry, because of course, Jeroboam could have argued, well, you know, I did this to keep people from going down to Jerusalem to worship, to keep my people here.
Yes. And the same thing happens now with the son of Solomon, namely Rehoboam. He is about to be made king. Solomon dies. Jeroboam comes back to Egypt, and he, along with an assembly of the tribes, go to visit Rehoboam. And here's what they say. It's verse 4 of chapter 12. Your father, Solomon, made our yoke heavy. Now, therefore, lighten the hard service of your father and his heavy yoke on us, and we will serve you. So, what Rehoboam says is, well, leave right now and then come back in 3 days. I'll give you an answer. During those 3 days, he talks to the older men, we could say, maybe the elders under Solomon, and advise me what to do. They said, if you will be a servant to this people today and serve them and speak good words to them when you answer them, then they will be your servants forever. Boy, is that ever close to the passage in Philippians where that's what Jesus is for us, a servant who serves us. He is not of self-interest, he is of other interest. Well, guess what? Rehoboam, he wanted to talk to his younger friends. And when he went to them, the young men he had grown up with said, no, when they're asking you to lighten the load, here's what you tell them. My little finger is thicker than my father's thighs, and now whereas my father laid on you a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions. Well, when Israel heard that he had forsaken the counsel of the wiser old men and gave them the counsel of the young men, boy, they did not want to listen to him at all. And the people answered the king, "What portion do we have in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Look now to your own house, David." So Israel went to their tents. Rehoboam reigned over the people of Israel who lived in the cities of Judah. But then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was the taskmaster over the forced labor of all of Israel. And when he went to talk to Israel, they stoned him to death. And King Rehoboam hurried to mount his chariot, and he fled to Jerusalem. Verse 19 of 1 Kings 12, "So Israel has been in rebellion against the house of David to this day." And then when Israel, those are the 10 tribes, heard that Jeroboam had returned, they called him and they made him king over them. So Rehoboam got angry. He therefore chose 180,000 warriors to fight against the house of Israel to restore the whole kingdom to himself, namely Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. But the word of God came to a prophet, Shemaiah, the man of God, and he said, "Go tell Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the rest of the people, you shall not go up or fight against your relatives, the people of Israel. Every man return to his home, for this thing is from me." So they listened to the word of the Lord and went home again according to the word of the Lord. Now, what happens is that's when the other king, namely of Israel, Jeroboam, decides to make statues and worship places so the people don't go to Jerusalem. And so that's kind of the Sunday school lesson, how the kingdom got divided. But boy, is it ever familiar. Remember, God was not angry with the people in Noah's day. A flood came. Then here, the northern kingdom, less than 200 years, the Assyrians destroyed it. And then the southern kingdom, less than 400 years, the Babylonians came in. And look at what happened at the time of Jesus. The Romans had taken over. Plus, in the year 70 AD, they destroyed Jerusalem. God does not fool around, and we can't say it was just disobedience. It was a lack of faith in trusting the promises of God. Every time a king went ahead and did something to his self-interest to protect himself, it was contrary to the word of God. And that's a lesson. They've got some great things that kids can do where various things, the main point the teacher is trying to get across to the kid is we listen not to our friends, but we listen to the word of God as taught in Sunday school, heard in church, and that our parents are teaching us. And that's a wonderful lesson. And I now understand why CPH decided, let's talk about the divided kingdom.
Through all of this, Tom, of course, God has a promise to keep. He's made a promise to David that it would be one of his sons that sits on the throne. This almost could look like, if you're just taking a snapshot of it, the end of a promise like this, especially with the rebellion of David's grandson here in Rehoboam. And then what hope is there in Jeroboam? He's equally idolatrous.
That's why probably the most important verse that you've got to look at here is, yes, we at times are unfaithful, but God is always faithful. And therefore, John 10, 27 and 28, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So when you hear the voice, those sheep are just following Jesus around, and we're the sheep. What are the benefits? I give them eternal life, they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. That's how God is faithful to us, even when we sin. And so, yes, there are those who are at times divided from God, but we still treat them with respect, because who knows, the opportunity may come for the Holy Spirit to work on their hearts and return them to Jesus Christ, or bring them to Jesus Christ if they have never been believers.
How do the children know that they're hearing what God has to say, as opposed to all those other voices that would give them counsel and instruction in their lives?
Yes. One simply listens to the voices outside and then compares it to the reading of God's Word. In fact, the Enduring Faith makes this point. The reason that Solomon failed, he stopped reading and listening to God's Word, and he was led astray by his foreign wives who worshiped false gods. It doesn't matter why we are led astray, but we will be led astray when we stop reading and listening to God's Word, because that becomes the means of grace through which we hear the promises of God and can be absolutely sure, have assurance that God will never go against us. So we sometimes listen to our God-given conscience, but the messages the kids are hearing from celebrities, movies, music, and social media often goes contrary, and the Sunday school teacher has an opportunity to share the differences and point the children always back to the Word of God, which is always written by the Holy Spirit.
It's part of the lesson here that God will continue to keep. He said God is faithful. He will continue to keep his promise, not only despite the disobedience of his kings that serve his people, but sometimes even in the midst of their disobedience, he is encouraging his people to hold on to the promise all the more.
Yes. It began with Adam and Eve. One would have thought that after Adam and Eve sinned, they wouldn't have just been thrown out of the Garden of Eden. They would have been destroyed, and God would have started over. But he didn't. He gave them a promise that through the seed of Eve would come a Redeemer. And of course, that's what we're celebrating in Advent, because through the seed of Mary, the Redeemer has come. And you can trace that again and again. The whole book of Judges is an example where the people fall away from God. Then he sends them some consequences that are negative. They turn back to God in repentance, and he provides them a judge which leads them properly for another 10, 20, so many years until they fall away again. This is the life of the Christian, where we sin each and every day, if not by deed, by word, or by thought. And because of that sin, God reminds us through the law, the preaching of the law, that we are going contrary to his will, which can move us to repent of what we have done and receive the gift of the forgiveness of sins and the robe of righteousness, so that heaven is our home, just like it has been for many in the Old Testament days, like Abraham and Moses and Isaac and Jacob, they also sinned, but forgiven of their sin, they have come also to their home.
With 30 seconds, what is the law and gospel for the Sunday school children?
The law is, don't think you can stay by yourself, that you can prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. No, the gospel is God prepares you as you are immersed in word and sacrament, so your heart becomes more soft, more believing, and more trustworthy, and it is that faith that will bring you into heaven.
At the beginning of today's Sunday school lesson, you heard Pastor Baker exalt the new Sunday school curriculum, Enduring Faith. Concordia Publishing House will send you a free sample. Just give them a call, 1-800-325-3040, or visit cph.org/enduringfaith, cph.org/enduringfaith. Pastor Tom Baker is host of the radio program called Law and Gospel. Tom, thanks.
And thank you.
When we come back, Cheryl Swope joins us. We're going to discuss some myths about classical education and classical Lutheran education. Stay tuned. If you're looking for a Christmas gift for a child, grandchild, or godchild ages 2 through 7, purchase the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, Angel, Angel, What Do You See? Follow Mary and Joseph, the donkey, the innkeeper, and the shepherds to discover that this special baby is the Savior, born for you and me. Learn more about Angel, Angel, What Do You See? By calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or at issuesetc.org. Angel, Angel, What Do You See?
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Ad Crucem offers Bible-based, Christ-focused Christmas ornaments in various sizes for church and home. Use our Jesse Tree collection to teach your children this Advent and see our new premium ornaments, a crucifixion tableau, angel and shepherds, the Holy Family, Epiphany, and much more. Visit adcrucem.com for unique and theologically sound greeting cards, jewelry, gifts, churchwares, banners, certificates, and housewares. That's adcrucem.com.
The Simply Classical curriculum for special needs moves at my child's pace and gives her exactly what she needs. So writes Amber, a homeschooling mother who has joined thousands in homes and schools teaching from this uniquely Christian classical approach to special education. Teach students with autism, learning disabilities, or Down syndrome based on ability level rather than chronological age. Use promo code LPR20 today at classicalspecialneeds.com. Classicalspecialneeds.com.
Casting Christ's net on the internet. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Come and experience firsthand by sitting down in classes and actually hearing professors, coming to chapel, which is always the high point of the day, to hear the Word of God and to lift our voices in song.
Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Paul Grimm on why you should consider visiting Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Spend time talking to professors. I mean, there's not a professor here who will not be willing to take time, whether it's after chapel during the coffee hour or just to come into one study and sit down and talk for a while, to answer questions, to help them to get a sense of, A, do they want to be a pastor or a deaconess, and then B, is this the right place, and well, maybe C would be the question, is now the right time for them to make that decision.
If you've contemplated the vocation of pastor or deaconess, contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or send an email to admission@ctsfw.edu.